Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida neighborhood.
Hey, and welcome to North Florida neighborhood. I'm Colby. And North Florida neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors and hearing what really cool stuff they're doing with us and for us in our community. And the neighbor we get to chat with is Melissa. She hosts a lot of really cool events. And today the event that she's hosting and we're going to be able to chat about is the Bride-to-Be Wedding Expo. Melissa, thanks so much for chatting.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
So, Melissa, where and when is this event happening?
This is going to be at the Hall of Fame in the World Golf Village. So that would be right next to the IMAX for anybody who's trying to visualize where that might be. And that will be January 9th from 11 to 2 p.m.
What exactly can we expect to find at this Bride-to-Be Wedding Expo?
Oh, absolutely. So this one is a little bit different for us. We're teaming up this year with the Hall of Fame. And so we're going to do some vendors inside, and that inside space would be something that the brides could see if they wanted to have their event at the Hall of Fame. And then we're also going to have a small outdoor mock-up wedding setup, as long as the weather agrees with us, but that'll be something different that we're adding to this bridal event. And I think that the brides will really enjoy kind of seeing that. And then because we're going to have a little bit outdoors, we'll have some vendors inside and some vendors outside, including food trucks, because nowadays some of these bridal events have food trucks and different things like that that they bring out to their events.
Okay, Melissa, you kind of ran past it real quick, but what is the wedding mock-up setup? What is that?
So for the Hall of Fame, there's a couple different options. Like if brides choose to even host their wedding there. So for example, outside, they have plenty of visuals of what an outside wedding could possibly look like, from the seating to the little spot where you would actually say your vows. And they can go, you know, all out for a wedding, but it's going to be on a smaller level just to give brides an idea of what it could possibly be outdoors at the Hall of Fame.
That's cool, because you get all these ideas, whether it's from Instagram or Pinterest or seeing your friend's wedding, but now you're saying y'all will have a situation where you can actually visualize what it could look like.
Absolutely. I think that'll be a nice touch for this event.
And are you said this is happening January 9th. Are y'all still in need of vendors?
We have a few more spots open, about three indoor, and then we have several outdoor if anybody wanted to set up outdoor. And also, we are excited to team up and partner with a local nonprofit, Hopeful Handbags, and they are out of St. Augustine, and their mission is to spread awareness about domestic violence. We decided to bring them in on the event, and we started advertising for anybody who comes to the event and brings a gently used purse, scarf, or anything, a journal, that they could receive free entry into the event.
Oh, whoa. And if you don't bring something like that, then do the proceeds still go to Helpful Handbags?
Yes. It's a $5 general admission ticket, and then there is a $12 VIP ticket, and that is just an exclusive one-hour preview starting from 11 to 12, and then they also get swag bags into that VIP ticket price.
But even with that, it's really encouraging to know that your money is going towards a greater cause.
Yes, we love partnering with nonprofits on as many events as we can.
Well, for this Bride-to-Be Wedding Expo, such a basic question, but do you need to be engaged or already kind of have a date set in order to come? Or can you come even if you're not in that position of your life yet?
No, we will welcome anybody, any position in your life, whether you just have a dream one day of being engaged and married and you just want to check out the vendors or the outdoor mock setup. Everybody is definitely welcome to come and join us and see what we have.
Well, super cool. Melissa, tell me one more time where this event is happening and when, and how we can even find out more info on it.
Sure. This is happening at the Hall of Fame World Golf Village on January 9th from 11 to 2. That's right next to the IMAX Theater. And to find more information about it, you can go to Facebook and search Bride-to-Be and Wedding Expo. You could go to our website at jacksonvillebusinessconnections.com. We have a bunch of details, and you can order your tickets online if you would like to pre-purchase.
So fun. Melissa, thank you so much for being such a sweet neighbor in our neighborhood.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Colby.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week, and if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at jacksonville.radio. Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood.
Hey, and welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby, and North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors and hearing what really cool stuff they're doing with us and for us in our community. And today we have a really special neighbor. His name's Cody Thompson. He's a professional surfer and Jacks native. Cody, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Colby.
So, Cody, I know you got to chat with some of our other team members last year, and we got to really dive in deep with the Red Bull Knight Riders event. But that event already happened under super funky circumstances. But, Cody, I wanted you to kind of unravel what that event is all about.
Yeah, so the Red Bull Knight Riders is a very unique event, and the fact that it's here in Jacksonville just makes it even that much cooler. They kind of cherry-picked one location. I mean, they could have taken this event anywhere in the world, really, and it somehow landed in Jacksonville. So as a community here, surf community, we're really happy and stoked, I guess, fortunate to have the event hosted here every year. But so the Knight Riders, we'll get to that, is Red Bull handpicks six guys to come out and compete basically an air show out in the ocean. But hence the name, it takes place at night. And to add a little bit more to it, instead of just a traditional surf contest where you paddle, you catch a wave, and you do a maneuver, we're using jet skis to tow us into the wave and give us a ton of speed, and it allows the surfers to perform at a much higher level and do much, I guess, higher and better aerials than you would see at a traditional surf contest. So really the whole thing is cool. And then it takes place at night. They bring out some giant lights, and typically on a typical year, there's a giant crowd on the beach. I think you're up to like 5,000 or 6,000 people out on the beach watching. So it's a really, really unique event. Really cool for Jacksonville.
It sounds like it's your typical surf contest, but on steroids, with everything that they've kind of thrown into the mix.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a good way to put it. So they take a traditional surf event, which, you know, is cool. You'll have some spectators, you know, when you're walking down the beach and you see a big scaffolding, everyone's kind of interested in what's going on. But if you happen to walk down the beach at night and you see this, I mean, this is a spectacle. So it'll stop people right in their tracks.
Yeah.
So add in the huge lights and the jet skis, and, you know, you're kind of are just staring out in the ocean waiting for action. So it turns the ocean into like a mini arena. So it's really cool.
A mini arena. I love that. And yeah, it's super cool because I've gone several times, but it also pulls people who don't really have any affiliation with surfing or even the beach. Like you said, it's this huge event where if you're just walking on the beach, you want to come to it because it's so appealing.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what Red Bull really nailed with this event, is getting more people intrigued in a surf event that, you know, they wouldn't normally watch a surf event. So in Jacksonville especially, the waves aren't, you know, always that great, and just a traditional surf contest might be kind of boring to just the average spectator who doesn't really understand some of the technicalities of surfing. As a surfer and a surf fan, I love watching competitive surfing at any level and any conditions. But, you know, it's just someone who likes to watch action and doesn't really understand surf contests. this is like the perfect event for them because they can really appreciate what's happening out there during the Knight Riders.
And Cody, you can really talk about this event on a firsthand experience because you have been picked several times to participate.
I have, yeah. So typically it's a six-man format, and I've been fortunate enough to be chosen every year. And actually this year in 2020, there was a trials, so a local trials where, it opened up opportunity for more locals to try and earn a spot in the event. And I got through the trials and into the event that way this year. But yeah, I think this was maybe my sixth or seventh year doing it. So I first won the event, I believe, back in 2011. And then again in 2015, and then again this year in 2020. So I've had a good track record with it.
Yeah, you're like, and then again, and then again, and
yeah,
then again.
Yeah.
So I definitely, like, you don't have to be humble about it. I want you to be super prideful. Like, this is an incredible event that you won. And I want to get to that point. But first I want to start at the point where, okay, out of all these surfers, and like you said, it's really throughout the country. They could have picked anywhere, and they picked Jacksonville, and you happen to live in Jacksonville. But how do they traditionally pick these six guys to compete?
So it's really focused on East Coast surfing, and it's, I think the goal is to highlight East Coast professionals. So what they've done is chosen every year a few guys get switched out or whatever, but for the most part, it's East Coast's best aerialist, which, just high performance surfers, and that's pretty much it. So they handpick their guys, and they want the guys that can come in and try and put on the best show, because at the end of the day, that's what it is. It's a show for the spectators. So every year there's a really good crew of surfers, and I think the talent pool just keeps getting bigger, and the competition keeps getting better and more challenging. So Red Bull's done a good job with figuring out who to bring in for the event, and just the whole setup is incredible, really.
So the competition, it sounds like it was pretty stacked. So what did it look like for you to compete this year? And like you mentioned, the event's already happened and there was no crowd. So how is that different than years past?
Yeah, so in years past, we're talking about this event, months in advance, and everyone's getting excited, and everyone's texting me, hey, what time is it? Where should I park this and that? And it's like, it almost kind of stresses me out, because I'm like, hey, I'm trying to focus on this event, and you're worried about
parking.
Where to park, because, I mean, it's such a huge event at the beach that, I mean, we just, it's a full-on takeover in Jacksonville Beach, and it's typically at the Jacksonville Beach Pier, so and that whole area around the beach just gets insanely crowded, and it's a really, really cool atmosphere and event. So this year was totally different. And people were actually asking me weeks leading up to the event, hey, this is, this, everyone knows this is kind of the time, November, like, hey, is Knight Riders happening? And I'm like, I don't know. I haven't heard much. So
oh my
I'm kind
gosh.
Of having to, keep it under wraps. And that was pretty challenging, but at the end of the day, it worked out. And actually, people were like, hey, man, you didn't tell me there was the event. I'm like, yeah, I actually wasn't allowed to tell anyone. I mean, I was down there by myself. There was no close friends, no nothing, no spouses. It was just you show up at the beach and your competitors are there and a decent sized staff, which is what it takes to run an event. But the way they had it set up, everyone felt really safe, and it was like the perfect event, all things considered, in this year we're having. So they did a really good job nailing down this event this year, and keeping it under wraps and all that was so challenging, because the way they market these events is incredible too. So yeah, it just happened, and everyone was like, whoa, we missed it. I'm like, whoa, everyone missed it. But
yeah, and it's insane.
Competitors.
Because I had such a tight-knit relationship with one of the PR reps, and we got to communicate last year. And so I'm emailing him months in advance for the event this year, and he's not emailing me back, and I'm like, what is going on? And then all of a sudden I'm on social media and I see, oh my gosh, congratulations Cody Thompson for winning the Knight Riders competition, all this stuff. Like, y'all did an incredible job keeping it under wraps.
Yeah, it was like a giant surprise party.
And so I feel
it was tough, but that part of it was fun. But it was almost like a bummer because, you know, the big reason we look forward to it as competitors and as, you know, just a Jacksonville native is just having this giant event and having everyone come out and support and watching it. But Red Bull did what they had to do to get it done this year and keep the ball rolling. So hopefully everyone will be back on the beach with us next year. But it still was an amazing event, and they put even more into it this year with the lights, and, you know, they had some other really cool features too. I don't know if I'm allowed to spoil anything because there's some more content coming out soon, but I'm looking forward to having everyone back on the beach next year, hopefully.
So was it funky? Because I feel like especially Jacksonville, where we don't have too many breaks, every surfer knows every other surfer. Was it hard not having that crowd, or was it still okay because you still had that home field advantage?
That's a good question. I think the home field advantage helps a lot, but at the same time, you know, you look back in the crowd when you're out in the water and you see, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people or more, and you know that everyone's hoping, you know, for the most part they want the local boy.
Yeah.
You think so. It almost puts more pressure on you. Mm. So it's not like a football game where, you know, when your opponent's going and, you know, everyone's yelling, trying to distract you. You know, it's a pretty level playing field out there. And I feel like as a local native and a past champion, the pressure, I don't know, I feel like there might be more pressure on me. But I like the pressure. You know, that's what we thrive off of as a competitive surfer. So that part's really cool.
And obviously it didn't really affect your performance negatively because you won.
Yeah. So, you know, I think I was, I can't lie, I'm nervous going into it every year. But when I looked out at the beach and, you know, you don't see thousands of people, it kind of alleviates the nerves a little bit. And I can kind of just focus on what was happening, which was I was out there and, you know, there was a jet ski driver, we were communicating, and that was pretty much it. It just felt like I was out in the ocean with a friend, and we were just having a good time, and everything else was just kind of happening in the background. So yeah, I always tell myself I'm not going to look out to the beach, because the second you do and you see all the people, it just kind of frees up, and you just it's a weird feeling. It's really cool, though.
Yeah, nerves totally heightened. Well, again, I get the privilege of chatting with Jacksonville native Cody Thompson, who recently won the Red Bull Knight Riders competition. And, Cody, we've kind of unraveled, like, why that event was so hush-hush this year, just what it looked like to kind of win it, for it to be so different. But now I want to kind of transition and talk about you as a person, because surfing is so important to you. This wasn't just any other event, but this is really how you find / escape from reality. So Cody, how did you even get involved with surfing to begin with?
Well, I grew up here in Jacksonville Beach, and I've lived here my entire life, and it just kind of came, I don't know, by accident, really. We spent a lot of time down at the beach. Neither of my parents really surfed a whole lot, but I grew up pretty close with three other siblings, and we're always trying to find ways to entertain ourselves and compete against each other and just kind of have fun no matter where we were. So we played a ton of sports growing up, and we always found ourselves at the beach. So by nature, we kind of just ended up in the ocean and started on, you know, boogie boards and worked up like everyone else. So and just kind of took an interest early on. And I think just having three other brothers and all being pretty close in age, it just creates a really competitive environment. So we always kind of pushed each other and strived to really be the best one. So I think that kind of helped a lot. And then no matter what, you know, activity or sport we ended up doing, it just became really competitive. So I think that helped us all grow as not only athletes and whatever sport we chose, but I guess as people too. So that's kind of the story there. We just grew up by the beach and ended up in the ocean, really.
And it's cool because you guys are still living your life here out at the beaches and in the ocean, but y'all are also, the Thompson family is continuously serving our beach community.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? I mean, I kind of always knew I would do something surfing related. I mean, I've spent most of my life in the water, surfing, competing, traveling, and just kind of knew like whatever was next was going to be kind of a branch off of surfing. And I think my brothers felt the same way too. So I actually run a functional training facility down in Atlantic Beach. And, you know, a great majority of our clients are surfers, not necessarily elite athletes or anything, but just, you know, people that really enjoy getting out there and pushing their bodies and pushing their limits and trying to do the things that they love for as long as they can. And my other brother, Evan, he runs a surf school, so he gets to spend almost every day in the water. And then my youngest brother works for him as well. So we all kind of try and figured out a way to get the most out of everything and do what we love every day. So, and then my older brother as well, Trey, he took a little bit different of a path, still really likes to surf, and we surf together occasionally, but he took the school route and got his master's degree, and now he's working in a field that he really enjoys as well. So he's serving our community maybe even better than all three of us, or all the other three. So it's really cool dynamic that we have.
It's so cool to hear that, like, y'all grew up here, and now you're giving back to the community. And people want to know, especially when they're digging roots deep where they live, how would you tell someone they can better serve the beach community in this way? What do you want to see from your local residents and your local neighbors?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, really, just it depends. If it's just something recreational you want to do to help people, or if it's something you want to make a career out of. You know, I feel like Jacksonville has so many great opportunities and offerings for just about anything. It's a giant city. There's a ton of people that live here, a ton of people moving here, and it just seems to be booming. So it's a great place for opportunity. And if you look around, there's always people that need your help and need to get served. So finding a way to build a platform for that is the goal, and that was the goal for me. So I'm glad I could do it.
And I think this year, more than ever, we kind of realized how important the beaches were to us, especially when it's, you know, become such a commodity, and then out of nowhere it was taken away from us.
Yeah, that was a really eye-opening moment. You know, when the beach was closed, it was kind of like, all right, we can deal with this. You know, we're doing what we have to do to keep everyone safe. And I even myself didn't realize how much the beach meant to me on just a daily basis, whether it's, you know, going for a walk or going for a swim or surfing when there's waves or anything. You know, growing up here in Jack's Beach, this whole town kind of circulates around the ocean, and to have that taken away really, really, it was just eye-opening for sure. It made you kind of really appreciate having the beach and the ocean right there. Can't take it for granted at all. We're really fortunate to live where we live.
Right. And Cody, I mean, you mentioned it a bit, just kind of talking about your background and how you're serving our community. But like you said, you have a performance training school. And like I did mention, our worlds were kind of rocked this year. So to you, especially someone who heads up a performance training industry, why is it so important to be active and fully functioning?
Yeah, I mean, the goal for me and a lot of the people that I work with, really, we know what we like to do. And, you know, the goal is to do that as long as possible. We don't want to ever feel like we're too old or too, too disabled to do the things we like to do. So the goal is really to just stay as mobile as possible, move as much as possible, and treat your body like it's the only one you got, because it really is. So, just trying to push the limits there and be able to do the things that we like to do for as long as possible. Maybe not even, you know, necessarily sports, but just make your day-to-day easier as well. So the more you move and the better you treat your body, the more longevity you have. So that's the key to keeping things going.
Cody, so cool. Thank you so much for being our hometown hero, for bringing home the win with the Red Bull Knight Riders.
Thank you.
Continuously stewarding this community and our home so well. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Colby.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, Colbi, at jacksonville.radio. You can't seem to get away from the bad news. So, here's some good news for a change.
Apparently, Santa came early, because a man who wishes to remain anonymous, sounds like Santa to me, paid off all layaway items at a local Walmart. The man said this year has been stressful enough, so he wanted to do whatever he could to relieve stress from others. And the man donated so much money that Walmart had some left over and was able to give it to other local charities. Talk about spreading Christmas cheer. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
Car stereos are the perfect gift. Hoffman's Car Stereo has served Clay and surrounding counties for years with name brand car stereos. Hoffman's can sell all makes and models. If they sell a radio, they'll install it for free. Hoffman's Car Stereo is locally owned and operated, so you deal direct with the owners. Hoffman's Car Stereo, for car stereo accessories and video. 1232 Blanding Boulevard, Orange Park South. Call 375-9018. 375-9018.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word FLIP to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word FLIP to 303030. That's FLIP to 303030 right now, and I'll send you your own free membership.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word BEND to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word BEND to 303030. That's B-E-N-D to 303030, and I'll send you your own free membership.
Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida neighborhood.
Hey, and welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby. And North Florida Neighborhood is all about getting to know our neighbors and hearing what really cool stuff they're doing with us and for us in our community that we get to call home. And today, a neighbor we get to chat with is Michelle, and she is the Executive Director for Operation New Uniform. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Colby, for having me on.
Well, Michelle, we got to chat like probably a year and a half ago just about everything that Operation New Uniform does, but can you kind of unravel who y'all are as an organization?
Sure, absolutely. And, you know, it's so funny when you talked about a neighborhood, this neighborhood and this area that we live in is just so welcoming and warm that when we started this 6 years ago, it just flourished pretty much because of the people around that want to help one another. So we help veterans transition out of the military and into the business community. And 6 years ago, My husband and I wanted to scholar a veteran through our sales training. We have a sales, a leadership, and customer care training program. Want to scholar a veteran through our program, thinking we'll help them get into sales. And quite frankly, it was a little bit interesting to find that our veteran community does a really good serving in the military part, mm-hmm. but they don't have a lot of structure when they're getting out or how to transition out of the military. So they have certain programs, but they don't have a good process to help them sell themselves. Hmm. And that's where we come in. We help them learn how to better communicate in front of a potential employer or a business owner or just someone who's hiring, or then even opening up their own businesses. That's something that's just not taught from the military that they're getting freely from, you know, that community, that military community to the business community.
So as it is stated, you really help them put on a new uniform, like take off their military clothes and put on whether it be a suit and a tie or a visor or an apron. You help them with that transitional period.
Exactly. And it's sweet of you to say that, because most people want to donate suits to us when they hear the title of our company.
Yeah, honestly.
But you hit the nail on the head. It doesn't matter what that new suit is going to be. Mm. It is a mindset. It's really, you know, focuses on what that attitude is from where they were to where they're going to be. That's the transition.
So do you find that a lot of these people who you're helping out have only had one career, and that's been in the military, and that's the only life they've known?
You know, that's a great question. So we serve veterans that have been out for many years. We actually had one Vietnam veteran come through our program in the last 6 years.
Oh, my gosh.
He just wanted a new family. I don't know if he wanted so much a career, and that's not a norm. We don't normally... Our main focus is those that want a career, not a job, because we help them go to another organization if they want jobs. But if they want a career somewhere where they're going to be for a long period of time, their next place in life, that's where we help them. But some have been out for multiple years and dead-end jobs, not getting paid enough, not knowing their worth, and not even knowing how to ask for either a raise or how to get the career that they really want. So, you know, it depends. It depends. It could be months. They could still be active duty and just in their terminal leave part of their transition, or they could be already out and it have been out for many years.
It's so much broader than, oh, I know a guy over here that owns this company and he's hiring, but y'all are equipping them so that they don't just get the job, but they get the whole career that comes with it.
That's right. Yes. Colby, you hit the nail on the head, because once they come through our program, and this is where I think this makes us different than other organizations, is once they walk in this door and they're accepted into our program, they're family for life. Mm. So whether they go through one transition in one company when they leave our organization or multiple ones, they know they can always contact us. And, you know, we have alumni resource groups and things that they're touched every single week from us in some way, shape, or form to say, hey, you always have family here. Do you need anything? And we're not the right resource. We're going to get you to the right resource. Constantly communicating with them to know they're not alone.
Michelle, walk me through. Say I'm a veteran that's transitioning out of the military, and I'm looking for a new career, and I don't even know how to begin. What would it look like for me to call you guys, and then what?
Sure. So there's a couple different ways. Being a veteran, if you were saying, you know, in a career search, and I don't know what I'm going to do, you know, quite frankly, we hear a lot that I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. So one is, and it's true, it's horrible. Some of these people have been, you know, I hate to say middle-aged, but they're up there in their age because they've served so many years, but they've come out and then they've served in such a way that doesn't translate to what a business community may be looking for. So there's a couple different ways. One is to call us directly, and we'll have a conversation, but the best way is to go online to our website. And I can give you that website address, but go online. And as a veteran, there is a button you can click and just fill out the application. And what that does is it'll give you some really thought-provoking questions to see if this is the right program for you, first of all.
Interesting.
And to find out if you have everything you need right now. And if not, we'll contact you regardless to see if we can help you. Again, if we're not the right fit, where we can get you in the community. We collaborate with almost every veteran service organization in town and around the country.
So why, for someone, wouldn't this be the right program?
So this wouldn't be the right program for somebody, and I alluded to it before, that may be just looking for a job. I just need something to fill in some time. Okay. You know, it's an hourly thing. I don't care. I don't want to work weekends. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. I just want a job, a J-O-B, as we call it. That's not somebody we would probably work with, but we can refer them to other organizations that will help them. Ours is truly the career. Our average salary of a veteran that comes through our program is $65,000.
Oh, my
which
gosh.
Which is it's about $4,000 over the Jacksonville average.
Yeah.
So that's where you're thinking. Most of them have some type of degree, not all. Some are going for certifications. Some have already had their degrees, and some are in school right now. Some we encourage to go back to school if they're looking for a particular skill set. We have, again, resources at all the universities in town that they do as well from some of their GI bills. But we'll guide them if they say, you know what, I never thought about it, because in the military they don't get an opinion. If they say, you know what, I want to do this, and they go, great, you're going to be an electrician. It has nothing to do with what they thought they were going to do or wanted to do. So they learn these skills that are not necessarily the ones they want to do for the rest of their lives. So a lot of times they do come out and just go, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up or my next career.
Is that almost more difficult than if they were to say, hey, I do want to be a carpenter? Then you have something to go off of? Or is it kind of a lot of picking and hearing, okay, I hear you're passionate about this and you're really good at this, so why don't we look at this as an option?
Yeah, it's a lot of soul searching. And is one better than the other? Not necessarily. But, you know, the great news is when somebody comes out and says, I want to stick with what I did in the military, this was great, hey, I want to stay in government work, then we know how to help them with their government resume versus a regular resume for a business owner. We help them understand that resumes are not the things that are going to get them their careers, that it's got to be the network. And that's what's so beautiful about Northeast Florida, is everyone is so welcoming and they want to hire veterans. They know their ethics. They know that they're honorable. They know that they're dependable. They know that they're going to work hard. These are people that our companies in town want to hire for many different reasons. So, you know, it has a different effect on everybody, but this is specifically for those that are career-minded.
And I really appreciate how when we started, you highlighted and emphasized how great our neighbors have been in the past 6 years. Did you realize it would kind of develop into such a huge community just through your one act of obedience and saying, hey, I want to start this and serve the veterans, and now it seems like everybody's got your back?
That is such a great, funny question, because every day I just sit there and say, Lord, how can I be your hands and feet today? Everything that we have done, my husband and I started our business, the Sandler Training, here in Jacksonville 20 years ago. Man. We had no clue coming from up north, moving down here. We didn't know a soul. And joining the chamber and joining, you know, things with the Business Journal and getting involved in this community. Boy, you talk about a blessing and welcoming back then, you know. Mm. And then 6 years ago when ONU was birthed, and not by me, by any means, I cannot take any credit. I'm the executive director and co-founder. But it is truly God saying, this is what you're going to do now, Michelle. And my husband runs the Sandler side now. I totally walked away from that. And we use that Sandler Training curriculum, which is world-renowned, very expensive curriculum, and massaged it with the permission of the owner of Sandler Training in Baltimore. And, you know, with his blessing, he gave us this curriculum to teach our veterans so they can understand how to not sell a product or service, but how to sell themselves and how to be confident and feel so good about who they are, because they've done so much for us. This is really the least we can do for them, is help them understand that their self-worth and their self-image and self-concept is amazing, even without that uniform on.
And
Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. You're equipping them with a true character that they're true characteristics that they're able to step into. And then, like you said, from the get-go, they're able to step into this next career that you've helped them pick out.
Exactly. Exactly. Some know, like you said, and some don't, and we help both.
Well, again, I have the privilege of chatting with Michelle. She's the executive director for Operation New Uniform. And Michelle, the services that y'all are able to provide to our veterans are incredible. So I want to know, and this is a question I always have, especially with nonprofits and different organizations like that, but how on earth are y'all financially able to do everything that you do?
Finances are probably the trickiest thing. Coming from a for-profit organization mm-hmm. to a nonprofit is interesting, but the same. I mean, with a for-profit, you have to find people's hearts and see if there's a need, see if they have pain, mm-hmm. you know, as they say in the family world. You know, if they don't have any pain, they're not going to do anything. In the nonprofit world, when businesses need to hire people, they have a need, so they have that pain, and they want somebody good. And those businesses love, like I said, to hire our veterans. So that part is good. The financial part is tricky because we don't at all charge our veterans to come through right. our program, but we also don't charge our businesses to hire our veterans. So if you think about that in a for-profit world, that's a bad business model.
Oh, yeah. It's like rule number one, not to do.
Exactly. Yeah. But again, going back to who's running this thing, it's not me, it's all God. He has put people in our place, and I'm so super blessed to have friends and family and a community that embraced this idea and what we're doing and saw the success. I mean, we have a 97% success rate of our veterans getting careers, not jobs, when they graduate our program. That's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
And it's unheard of. At that rate, at $65,000 or more of a salary, annual salary. So they see it. The proof is in the results of what we've done. And, you know, people want to get behind that. I think that most people know that, how can I be a part of this as we grow, which is what we're doing. We're going to Tampa next year. We're going to have a live Tampa training in August. So we're going to have our four here locally and then one in Tampa, and still bringing people in virtually. And if you don't mind, Colby, I'm going to just share with you
yes.
that we have also expanded through this situation that's going on around the country, this thing called COVID, or actually around the world. It forced us to go nationally because we have a graduate from Washington State this year and from San Antonio, Texas, who came in virtual for their full training and graduated, and both have careers.
I like how you used it's forced us, like it's a bad thing, and now all this good that's come out of that.
Amen, sister.
So, okay, you already have trainings here, and now you're going to transition into trainings in Tampa also. And you've mentioned the trainings a little bit. What do veterans expect when they go to these trainings and workshops?
Yeah, that I would love for you to have one of our alumni or our director of transition and training on the show so they can tell you. Because, you know, from my perspective, what we teach is so unique. And most of it, like I said, is the Sandler training system. So we're teaching attitude, behavior, and technique. And those first couple of days, we're just getting in their head. We're not teaching them anything about how do I speak in an interview or how do I do this, which they're hearing a lot from other organizations. And they're all good stuff, but they're teaching them technique before they get their head straight. So we have to, in those first couple of days, you know, without giving away the secret sauce, we have to get into their heads. So they call us, you know, the low-paid shrinks here, actually free shrinks at this point, of getting into what's going on in their minds. Why wouldn't they go for something bigger than what they think when they come out? Because most of them downplay their skills. They downplay their experiences because they don't know how to sell themselves.
Man, so when I hear this, I'm kind of thinking of someone in their middle age. Is that common for people who get involved with Operation New Uniform? Is there a specific age?
You know, it's funny. I'll start with it. Is there a specific branch? No. So any branch of the military, okay. Including the National Guard, Coast Guards, you know, so Air Force, Marines, Army, Navy, all of them. There's no specific age because we've had some that have served as little as, you know, a year or two to as many as over 30. So every rank in the military just about has been through here. You probably won't see like what they call an E, maybe a one or a two or a lower E level, but, you know, more of the officer levels or the E4s and fives and above that are looking for those careers.
But I think that's really comforting to hear that. That way people can go in knowing, hey, I'm not going to be the first case they've ever seen like me. They've helped other people like me.
Of course. Of course.
But with that, Michelle, is there a common hurdle you see that these veterans are dealing with and you have to consistently help them with one thing?
You know, our veteran population, I'm learning so much, and you probably may know this or may not. I am not a veteran. I didn't serve. This is my way of giving back. I'm not sure why the Lord put me in this position, but it is. And I've learned so much about the military, and they are so confident when they're serving. Mm-hmm. But when they come out, I don't care what level, I don't care what they did in the military, I don't care what their rank was, when they come out, their self-esteem and their self-confidence is dinged.
Serious?
I mean, I truly believe that we have the highest suicide rate around the country because there's a lack of purpose when they come out of the military. I believe that there's so many divorces among military members because of that, I'm not sure what I want to do. Mm. I don't know what I want to be. And there's a disconnect there. So there's so much that we can do to help. I think sometimes we can't get to them fast enough.
Oh.
So we have to make sure that they get to the resources. So confidence, I would say, is the biggest thing they lack.
And how do you fill them? But it's hard to teach somebody confidence. They kind of have to learn it on their own. So how do you kind of guide them in that direction?
So there's something that we teach, and it's not the end all and be all, but there's things that we do along the process. But there's one thing in particular that is trained through the Sandler training system, which is called the IR theory. And the IR theory really focuses on separating your identity from your roles.
Hmm.
And our roles in life, there's so many that, you know, I don't know about you, but I'm a mom, I'm a sister, I'm a wife, I'm a friend, you know, an employer, and I'm a, you know, name it. I could fill up a chalkboard full of stuff of roles that I play in my life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I have my identity, which is my self-image and self-esteem and self-concept and self-worth. And those things are all in there. But sometimes our roles start to identify who we are.
Hmm.
And if we can help them, and all people, I mean, it doesn't matter if you're a veteran or not, all people in general, if we can help people understand that their identity and their roles are two separate things, and it doesn't matter how you perform on your role side, your identity will always be a 10. And a 10 meaning that your self-image, your self-esteem, your self-confidence, self-worth are always good because you don't have those roles telling you who you are. You don't have to go through those gates. You don't have to hear a teacher when you're at school tell you that you're not good enough, or somebody, you know, at your job that this isn't right and you didn't do this right. We take those for some reason, those criticisms and all of that on our identity side. And if we hear enough negative stuff, we're going to believe it, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we have to, right? Yeah, it's easy to believe the negative stuff. It's tough to believe the stuff that's good and empowering. So we teach them how to be empowered and have their identity strong. And I love, love, love that we can, because I don't hold back. We don't get any government funding at this point. So I pretty much tell them that, you know, God has created you perfect in his image. And right now, what has changed from that day you were born to today? Why wouldn't you still think you're perfect?
What's their response?
You know, it goes from one extreme to the other, believe it or not. We hear all types of responses, and they're all legit.
Yeah.
You know, our feelings are true because they're our feelings, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to know that we have to believe in what God has told us, and he told us that we are his children and that we are made perfect in his image, and that all those other things that the enemy tries to tell us are just lies.
It sounds like you're really helping them unlearn what's been spoken over them. You're like, okay, here's a new fresh spout of truly living water that you can learn from and drink from and grow from.
Perfect. Perfectly said.
Well, Michelle, I want to know, how can we get involved? There's no way that this is a one-woman show. So how can your community come alongside you, even if we're not business owners and maybe we don't even have a lot of money, but we have time and energy? What can we do to help serve Operation New Uniform?
Well, thank you for asking, Colby. I appreciate that. So we have two main fundraisers every year. And one that you already know is our Heroes Gala. We just had it. We had Johnny Joey Jones speaking, who is the gentleman who was a Marine. He's a double amputee. And he spoke. He was incredible at Sawgrass Marriott this year. But we're ready and starting to plan for next year's gala. So that's one of our big events. The other one is our Veterans Cup. And we have the date already set for Friday, April 30th of 2021. And that's a shootout. Ladies and men are all welcome. As a matter of fact, I have a ladies shooting group that's called Bales with Shells.
Oh, I love that.
Women out there wanted... if any women like to shoot shotguns and clay targets, come on and join us. But that's April 30th. And coming out there and volunteering or calling us and just seeing where we might have a need. Right now we have volunteers in the other room stuffing envelopes to help us get out our end-of-year newsletter. So there's so many ways. If you can't do it financially, come just give us a call and see how you can help, you know, to come in the office or to join us in some other way. We really appreciate any way you can be involved. Hiring our veterans is another way. Please don't forget, if you know an employer who's looking to hire amazing, great people, have them call us as well. We want to partner with them. And then companies that want to speak to me directly, that want to partner with an organization that's growing and that's doing just incredible things for our veteran community.
And Michelle, as a company, what does it look like to partner with y'all? Like, say we don't have any open job opportunities, but we still, our company still wants to stand beside you. What would that kind of look like?
Sure. If you're a small company and just want to learn about what we do, I can come in and speak to them. There are some employers have employee match programs that if you want to donate right out of your paycheck, the employer will match that number. So if you give $20 a month, the company will match the $20 a month. And then ONU gets $40, which is amazing. We love those kind of sponsors. Those are called loyalty brigades. Our company ones are veteran committed companies. I meet with them directly and talk to about how we can help get the word out about what they're doing through marketing. We do a lot of social media. We do a lot of other radio and television marketing that we'd love to partner with them on. So there's so many ways. It's just a matter of a conversation with me when it comes to the larger companies and then the individuals. Look at our website. We'd love for you to be a loyalty brigade member at as low as $5 a month, some people do.
You said it, Michelle. There's so many ways to serve, whether it's financially, with our time, with the people we know, with a pat on the back, just all these opportunities. Yeah. So, Michelle, tell us again how we can get a hold of you, how we can get a hold of Operation New Uniform.
Well, there's a couple different ways. One is go to our website, which is www.onuvets.org, or you can call us at 904-328-1600.
And if we're a veteran and we're in need, or we know someone who's a veteran that's in need, what would that process look like for them to get in contact with ONU as well?
Sure. They would go straight to the website as well, or they can call us directly. Best bet is to go on the website, get a little bit of information about who we are, go and apply. Apply online will be your best bet. And then from there, we call every single person that hits our website. We want to make sure that they're taken care of. And in one way, shape, or form, we want to take care of them.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for taking care of our neighborhood and for being such a sweet neighbor.
Thank you, Colby, so much. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at jacksonville.radio.